You're watching Tip TV Finance with me, Jenny Hammond and Zach Meir. And joining us down the line is James Hughes from GKFX. James, how are you doing today?
Not so bad. Good morning to you both.
Good morning. Well, let's start with the ECB, as obviously Draghi is going to be speaking later today. Now, obviously, he's been facing a lot of pressure from ECB hawks who are wanting him to stop his asset purchasing program. Why do you think this is, and how do you think it will play out?
Well, I think the biggest issue that we've got with the ECB at the moment, and the biggest issue the hawks within the ECB are having, is the divergence between what's going on with global monetary policy, so monetary policy in the US, in the UK and everywhere else, and then what's going on at the ECB. The divergence, of course, is enormous. So with that in mind, I think it's a case that Mario Draghi is becoming under increasing pressure to really come up with reasons why this stimulus is still needed within the economy. We had the GDP figures earlier this week, and for 2016 we came in at 1.7%, which, okay, is not massive amounts of growth, but it's nowhere near the negative numbers that we'd spoken about over the last few years or so. So, I mean, I think it's important to see, of course, that the ECB and the Eurozone itself is not in as much of a stable position as what the US and what any other countries are. And of course, the biggest worries that we have out of the ECB are still the elections and the Dutch election next week and the French election, which could both really throw a spanner in the works, not just in terms of economics, but in terms of the Eurozone itself.
Isn't it the case that Draghi can argue that after 8 years of this particular form of stimulus, it's finally working? It would be a stupid time to stop it.
Yeah, well, absolutely, because he's tried pretty much everything else, which hasn't worked. So it's a matter of now you've got something that is working. You're exactly right. Why stop doing it? Now, and of course, what's interesting is that you need the ECB in the Eurozone. It has to find growth, but organic growth. It has to grow on its own without the stimulus, which is what the US economy has shown. Of course, the Fed tapered back that stimulus, and it took away the negative rates, and it started to increase rates gradually, and we've seen the economy perform better, and the economic data has shown that without stimulus the US economy can perform. Now, that's one thing we don't have in the ECB at the moment. So I think what's going to be what people are looking out for, not necessarily today in today's meeting, but over the next few months or so, is if he starts to talk about tapering back. We know this current deal of asset purchasing is set to run 60 billion euros a month until December, till at least December at the moment. He has the rights to bring it back in, but of course, do we expect that to happen? Probably not at the moment, and really for the reason that Zach's saying is because at the moment it's working. Why take it away when growth is actually showing the signs that we've wanted it to, and global inflation is moving to the upside anyway, exactly what the ECB wanted.
And also a big issue for Draghi is, of course, Germany and what's happening there. What do you think will come out of that? What do you expect him to say about the country there?
Well, Germany is an interesting story, of course, for the whole of this year, because of the election stories which are going to be coming up towards the end of the year as well. So I think it's an important one. We've seen some pretty weak economic data out of Germany as of late. We had those factory orders which were particularly poor as well. So we know for the ECB to work and for the Eurozone to work, it needs Germany to be strong. It needs that strong economy to continue to prop everyone else up, really. But what we are seeing, which is elsewhere, is that this growth that we're seeing in the Eurozone as a whole isn't necessarily only coming from Germany. There are other economies which are slowly but surely recovering. But the problem why the ECB is particularly flawed is the fact that we still have these worrying issues. We still have Greece. I mean, Greece goes away from the news flow just because there's other news flow out there more important that the markets are going to latch onto. But we know that Greece don't have any money. We know they're going to need further bailouts, and we hear headlines one side or the other. Yes, it may not be as much as we initially thought. They may miss deadlines. All of that rubbish that we've heard for years and years and years. It's still there. It's not gone anywhere. And this is the problem, that the ECB still has those issues that it has to deal with. So taking away stimulus as a whole and Germany not performing the way it's supposed to be performing really does confound the situation, where you've got so many countries underneath that, Greece being only just one of them, which can't perform the way the Eurozone needs it to.
Just wanted to finish off on the commodities, because we've had the big falls in gold first and then crude as well. Is that dollar and interest rate related, or is that local to those markets?
I think it's a little bit of both, to be honest. I think we're finally getting reactions in equity markets in the US and the dollar the way we're supposed to when we're talking about a hawkish Fed and rate hikes on the horizon. The way the market is supposed to react is by downside equity markets, upside dollar. So we have seen those kind of moves come into the markets. Now, it's interesting in terms of oil, of course, because the moves that we saw yesterday were absolutely enormous. So we've seen some big moves there. Gold starting to fall away, but I think it's the gold story again is a return of maybe a normal market sense. We've kind of got a bit of Trump fatigue, where Donald Trump's stories are really not gaining the traction that they used to. The market seems to be getting back to a normal way of working. We're not so fractious, we're not so volatile in on really small, unnewsworthy things. We're now focusing on proper news stories, which are supposed to be moving the markets, and finally we're moving in the right way.
James, thank you. James Hughes there from GKFX.